Take it to the top. To the top.
Hello, once again, podcast peeps. This is Richie Phillips here, and my podcast is Take It to the Top. And I definitely mean that literally. I try to find somebody in any particular category that we can come up with, and I take it to the top until I get that person on the podcast. Now, this particular week, I ended up with two different segments. One, because really, I've spent all kinds of money on this podcast. Really, I spared no expense. We now have a top correspondent. Yes, we do. And I'll tell you why. Did you happen to see that article where Amazon now has their own grocery store? You can't blame them. They're not into enough things, really. Now, one of them is in Seattle, Washington. Well, I happen to know a couple who moved to Seattle, Washington, Lou and Janet Menuda. And I was wondering if Janet could by any chance take a ride and walk into the store and let us know what it's about. Because this is supposedly a supermarket that has basically no checkout. All you do is you walk in, you show your Amazon Prime card or whatever you got to show. We'll find out when we do the interview. You walk around the store, you pick up whatever you want. Supposedly there are about 5,000 cameras all over the place to make sure you don't steal anything. And you walk out of the store. You don't have to go to the checkout at all. Well, I couldn't believe that when I heard it. And I was just wondering how effective it was. So I asked Janet Menuda to go take her little ride into Seattle, not knowing how difficult it really is to get a parking space and everything else in Seattle, and to walk into the store and be a reporter for us. So we have that coming up. And also, from my days on radio, I also did a program called the Reading, Writing, and Rhyming Tour, where I would go into a school and write a song with kids. By the way, I still want to do that if I can find any sponsors. Hint, hint. But anyway, I happened to go to a school, the Vanderheiden School in Troy. Vanderheiden Hall, actually, is what it's called. And there was a teacher there. His name is Giovanni Santamaria. We got along swimmingly and also found out that he's a musician because he teaches music there or taught music there. He also has a band that plays incredible Latin music, and I was intrigued by that as well. So I got a chance to talk to him and let him promote his band. You're going to hear a couple of samples of his songs. I'm also going to replay a clip of the song that the kids made up in his classroom, which was just absolutely fantastic. I had such a good time. They wrote this song within about an hour and a half, if I remember correctly. I'm going to play these interviews back to back for you. We'll do the Giovanni interview first, and then we will take it to the top and go all the way to Seattle, Washington, to find out what it's like at an Amazon supermarket. I'm not sure if Donald Trump would want to hear about this, but I hope you do. To the top we go.
Take it to the top. To the top.
Hello.
Hello, Gio.
Hi, Richie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Direct from Amsterdam? Is that where I'm calling from? Is that where you're calling from, I should say?
That is correct. Yeah, okay. That is correct. Right here in Amsterdam, New York.
Here he is, Gio. And I'm going to call you Gio, not Giovanni, right? Everybody calls you Gio, right?
Okay, Gio, yep.
So, he's lives in Amsterdam. You are married, correct?
Yes, I'm married. No kids yet.
No kids. Oh, wow. With your background, you'd be great with kids.
Thanks.
And it said on your website, I've been doing a lot of studying, doing a lot of research. My big research team, which consists of me and a cup of coffee, found out that I have
a great team.
Yeah, big staff, really big staff here. That you're actually from Ecuador?
Yes, I was born and raised in Ecuador, and I came to America when I was 19 years old.
Oh, fantastic! So your family is all here too, or?
My main family, which is my parents and my two brothers, yeah, we all came to the United States about 10 years ago.
Hmm.
We're all married, and we all pursue the American dream, and that's what we're doing right now, working towards more goals to be achieved.
I'll tell you, you're a hardworking person. I know you're going to college right now as we speak.
I am. I'm expecting to graduate in April 28th from my grad school. So I would be getting a master's in secondary education.
Now you went to it's Five Town Colleges. Is that the name of the college?
That's correct. So Five Towns College is a music school located in Dix Hills, New York, which is in the area of Long Island.
Oh, I'm from Long Island, too. I think we may have mentioned this. Yeah, I know Dix Hills. That's near Huntington.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
Exactly, true. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, the Five Towns. Now I know what it's talking about. Don't they call that area Five Towns? Okay. Got it. And also, I was trying to translate from the from Spanish, but Caligio, I'm going to be butchering this, Caligio Franciscano San Andreas. Is that a Franciscan school?
Yes, that is. That is a Franciscan school. That was the school where I graduated high school. It's a Franciscan school dating back to the years about 1500, the Spanish colonization, Spanish took over with religion and everything. And they taught the natives in my country art, culture, the language and religion. And, ever since my college is one of the oldest of all, where they, the natives learned art, the language, paint, religion, reading, writing, Bible, and all those things.
And I know we're kind of jumping around here, but I noticed that you also play church music. So is religion something that you really wanted to pursue, possibly? Like, not the ministry, but you know what I mean?
Right. Correct. Yeah, actually, the band that I'm working with, we do not consider ourselves affiliated to a certain group. However, our message is a message of positive content, and that's the kind of message that we are delivering. So it happens to be very well accepted in religious groups, mainly the ones that are Christians. But again, our goal is to deliver a message without walls of Christianity or any other religion. We really do not care about denomination. We just want to deliver a great, great positive message.
That's great.
But yeah, we're all church members and all that.
That's fantastic. And tell everybody the name of your band.
The name of my band, and this is where I have a little trouble sometimes. And I'm going to say it in Spanish and English. The band is called Generación Sin Rostro. That's a Spanish translation for faceless generation. And I can tell you the meaning, too.
Yeah, I'd love to know, because when I saw that, I really wanted to ask you about that.
Faceless generation. At the church where I used to go to, a big church in Long Island, they would create events all the time, and the events that they put together were big, so they would always bring people that were hard to get. They would bring big time bands or big time preachers and all that, so they were able to accomplish a lot. However, they did not want to put a name on the flyers, like who is bringing this artist or who is bringing this celebrity or who is bringing this person, because they didn't really want to be known as the creators of the event. However, they wanted the message to be the main thing. So they, in a way, they were trying to be faceless, in the image. So not promoting who they were or the people, but actually promoting the message, so the message has no physical figure.
Gotcha.
So it all comes from that kind of idea, faceless generation. So it's more of like a humble standpoint, for that matter.
That's great. And it's all in Spanish, right? You sing, you're completely in Spanish, the band, right? All the music?
It's completely in Spanish. Uh-huh. All the music it's in Spanish, and we're currently working on translating our music too, because we've had an audience also that listens to our music and it's in Spanish, and even though they don't understand it, they like the beat or they like the production and stuff like that, and so they can only listen to the sound of it, but we would like them to understand what we're saying and everything too. So we're translating our stuff, so soon. Sooner or later, we're going to have content in English as well.
And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Giovanni Santamaria. Really interesting guy. He's an educator, also a great singer, great musician. I happened to meet him on the road from my school program that I've done for the past 20 years. And we're going to get into that. I'll make sure of that. Let's get back to our interview with Gio. I do a lot of weddings. I DJ weddings, and I did one wedding. There was a huge Spanish group there, and they asked me if I had some music, and I did have some music, because actually my sister-in-law is from Colombia,
And she had shown, she showed me a lot of stuff. And I started playing the several songs that I had on my computer. And somebody ran out to his car and got his phone and plugged it into my system. And the music was just incredible. It just, the whole wedding exploded. And you're right. Oh, you don't have to know what it means. Elvis Crespo?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Very up-tempo. Very up-tempo.
Very up-tempo.
That's the way we like it.
That's right. Actually, on your website, there was a paragraph that was completely in Spanish. So for the heck of it, I put it into Google Translate, which I'd never really tried before.
Yes.
It's amazing. It only took like a 20th of a second. It went boom right on my screen. And I saw.
Oh, I love Google.
Yeah. It's just great. And so tell me if the translation is right. It said here, it was on October 3rd, 2013, when a band was formed in New York with Ecuadorian members, composed and recorded several songs, the result of which is the album called Mi Voz
Levantaré,
which consists of 10 unreleased songs.
Right. Yeah, and the title means I will lift up my voice.
Very upbeat. You have a real positive message with everything. Even when I met you, I felt that you were a really positive person. I mean that. And that we never really explained how we met. I do a school program. I did it for like the last 20 years when I was on the radio. It's called the Reading, Writing, and Rhyming Tour. And I got a call, I believe, from Vander Heiden School in Troy. And this gentleman, Gio, was the teacher there, the music teacher. And I went into his classroom and met these kids, and they were fantastic. It was a small group, maybe like, would you say 10 kids?
Yeah, I would say around that number.
And they wanted to write a jingle for the school, like a school anthem. And we came up with one, and Gio played the guitar on the recording. We did like an instant jam session. I had such a good time. And you do such a great job with those kids, I tell you.
You did the same thing, sir. I loved it. I loved the chemistry that we had. The kids loved what you did right away. They were very engaged. And we were not there for one period, which is 45 minutes. We were there for like several, and they just had a lot of fun.
I saw the smiles on their faces. And in fact, here's a little bit of the song that they did. Let's go back.
Oh,
in,
nice.
We're going to go back in time, Gio. Here we go. Here's Gio's guitar.
We have it all at our Heiden Hall, singing and dancing, doing it all. Come here and you will see, Vander Heiden's like family. Vander Heiden Hall, oh, oh.
They're not only good writers, they were great singers.
They were.
They really were. I kept playing it over and over when I left the class. I, you know, had it in my car. And then I couldn't sleep
that night.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. And the message is great, too. That's what's so great about music, too. Because subliminally, they're learning the message, you know, to be who you are and not discriminate against other people. And it was great.
The kids had a great time. And most of, I think the most important thing about that day is that they never knew that working collaboratively with other kids would get to a result, a good result. So they found out for the first time, a lot of them found out for the first time that they can write things and they can create things and they can contribute to the arts or contribute to something. So those little things for the kind of students that we serve are life-changing events. Life-changing opportunities that encourage them to have better self-esteem. Again, these kids have had a rough life, you know, difficult family situations, or even dealing with addictions or trauma or things like that. So for them to be able to be exposed to music creation, music education, and all the elements that go with it, it's just a changing opportunity for them. It's healing.
Oh, I had such a good time. I can remember distinctly there was one boy in the corner to the left of me, and he was just sitting there, and he had his head down. He was writing something. He wrote an entire verse, like a rap verse.
Right, yep.
I got the biggest thrill out of that. I thought that was so cool. You thought he was like not paying attention and writing something else, like writing a note to his girlfriend or something. he was writing half of the song.
He was, yes. Yeah. He was very determined
to
get it done.
What's the most memorable moment you would you've ever had teaching the kids. And how long did you teach there?
Oh, yeah. I taught there for 3 years. And, you know, at first it was difficult because after that point, I never had any experience with special education students.
Wow.
So, yes, you get into, you know, you get trainings, you you get training in how to deal with certain behaviors and everything. But you know what? When you start out, you're not all the time, you're not prepared fully,
sure,
per se, because the other part is the experience, you know, getting to work there every day and getting to know the kids. But I think my most memorable experience with the kids is just there was one time I can remember, and this is among many times, many positive situations. This one time we got invited, the chorus club, you know, which is the kids that you saw there, the kids who sang. We got invited to perform somewhere at a restaurant in front of people who have the capabilities of making donations, mm-hmm, for great causes. So we performed in front of them, and a lot of our kids have never performed in front of people, and they have never done it in front of people who have the potential capability of donating funds for our program, for our school. So during the performance, the kids felt such a rush from the music, such a drive. They were just clapping, they were singing, they were expressing themselves, even with gestures and, you know, like using their hands, clapping and all. And this is something that I've never seen before that they have done. And I thought, man, this is such a great, great tool. And then I realized that music is just more powerful than I thought.
Yeah.
And from that moment, a lot of those kids just changed. You know, the behavior in the school changed. Their grades were affected in a positive way. And I thought, man, that was such a such a life-changing event for them, because at the end of that performance, everybody stood up and they clapped to them. So in that moment, the kids were the center of attention, and you know, having all the you know, the standing ovation and everything, it meant a lot for them, and it meant a lot for me, in the sense that I noticed that kids only need one moment in life for their life to be changed, maybe forever. It could determine their future.
Oh, absolutely. I had a similar situation. I'll make it really short. I went to a special ed, quote unquote, class, and set up my keyboard. A boy came over to me, and he knew that I had worked at that time on a country station, and he said, "I really like Garth." Well, the way he said it was like, "I really like Garth Brooks," like very slowly like that. So I said, okay. So I sang "I Got Friends in Low Places," just a little bit of the song, and he was staring at me and so forth, and he started singing just a little bit, but talking slowly, and I finished. I put my keyboard away, finished the class, and the teacher came over and said, "You have no idea what just happened." And I said, "No, I don't." She said, "That boy hasn't spoken in this class before."
Oh, wow.
I was choking up. I was choked up. I thought I was going to start crying. It's not me. It's the power of music. It's the power of music,
yes.
Period. It really is.
Absolutely.
This is Take It to the Top, and you are listening to Giovanni Santamaria. I am taking it to the top because he is at the top of the education scene and also of the Latin music scene. So, Gio, let's talk about your band a little bit. Now, you guys play all over the place, right? I mean, you're on Long Island?
We are. You know, we perform in Long Island. In the past, we've been to Canada, Toronto, Canada.
Wow.
As far as other countries, we've been to Ecuador. Several cities in Ecuador, which is the country that we're all from, several states, you know, Florida, Tennessee, New Jersey, Connecticut. And, you know, it's growing, you know, and that's what we're hoping for too, you know, for the music and what we do to grow. And it's been a great opportunity. Great, great thing. We haven't done it full time. We do it like maybe you can say 6 times a year, but mm-hmm. every trip is just a great experience.
And you're doing some studio work too, which I was kind of picturing that, playing especially Latin music in a studio. Do you record, you know how in a studio a lot of times they record one person at a time? I can't imagine that with Latin music, because it's such a feeling to be playing together that I thought it would
right.
make it so much more sterile playing Latin music, you know, where you would play the guitar part and then the drum, you know, the drum part. Do you play as a band together? I was just interested in the...
So the way we work is a little different than what people imagine. So because we are in different cities, you know, I'm based in Amsterdam. My brother is based in Long Island, and the two other musicians and also the producer, they are based in Ecuador. So basically what we do is I am in charge of the main idea of the songs because I produce music too. So I would have like, you know, I would use my piano, I would use my MIDI keyboard and start creating stuff. Because I'm the vocalist of the band too, I can lay down the vocals. So once I have a basic idea of what the song should sound like, I contact the other musicians and tell them, hey, this is the basic idea I have of the song. Now it's your turn. So they would contribute with more ideas and you know, they have studios in their cities too. And then we put together a track remotely. So we all add in from the different places that we're in, that we're located, and we compose that way. So that's the composition process, which is very, very different than, you know, than the traditional way of composing music.
Yeah.
However, when we get together to perform, we all know the songs by then and everything. So we practice a little bit before we have to perform, but basically we create the songs remotely.
So yeah, you have to do it that way. You can't play together if you're in all over the place.
Correct. you would have to do it that way. But you know, technology helps a lot. So you know, it only takes sending an email to the other band member communicating. We work with Pro Tools, so we use Pro Tools and we collaborate with that. You know, so it's accessible. I think it's easier than people can imagine.
But thinking about it, when you do record that way, then when you get together and play live, it's still a different animal to get together and actually play as a band, right? It just because you played the song together, it's different.
Yeah, because when you play together, you know, you're combining the different styles of each musician.
Right.
So, that's an interesting part. So when we get together, you know, we get surprised at the way that we all play because... something that might have been recorded a certain way could be different when you play it live and you're like, oh, that was interesting. That was a little different.
Is it hard to break into the Latin music scene, like to get play on radio stations, on Latin radio stations?
Latin radio stations. So we were talking about this with the band members and with Latin music, I feel like it's diverse. And the pop music of Latin American countries is a little different than American music because in Latin American countries, the rhythm and the tropical rhythm is something that stands out. So because we don't really create tropical rhythms, we create pop. So for us, it's kind of like a new style that we're bringing into the table. So people are like, let me check this out. So, you know,
it's right.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's an interesting combination of music that, you know, that we all make. And it's because we all have our own influences with music and everything. But, I would say the process is similar. You know, you have to get in contact with radio stations. You have to have your manager that talks and deals with conversations for you and everything. So, yeah, I would say the process is very similar. But the style is, what's interesting, you know, and in Latin American music, people think, oh, this is Latin American because it sounds tropical and it sounds like you can dance to it. Yes, true. But the music that we're trying to create is a combination of many things. And because my brother and I live in the United States, we are exposed to the American culture and the pop music of the American culture, that we bring that into the table of the Latin flavor.
Well, that's what I was trying to get my keyboard to the point where you could hear it over the phone, because this keyboard, it's a Roland keyboard, and right in the corner of it, it has a little sticker, and it says, with Latin collection. So I was going to see if you could name some of the different beats, because there's so many. I was astounded by the names. I just wish you could hear this. Like, can you hear that?
I can hear a little bit, yeah. If you play it again, maybe.
Let me crank it up. This is chundo, is what it's called.
Oh, chundo. Okay, it sounds like a little merengue, you know, like an Dominican style or something like that. You know, it's got that kind of high end instrument there.
Right. I'm gonna try another one if you can hear this.
Oh, that's definitely a cumbia.
That is cumbia. Very good. Oh, this is good.
Yep.
name that rhythm. Oh, this is what I was gonna do as a joke, but all right, we'll do it. let me see. I'll try one more for you here. Okay, here's another one.
Yes, I just can't remember the rhythm, but it's a very, very soft, you know, slow moving kind of rumba. I don't know. I'm familiar with that one too.
It's B-A-C-H-A-T-A, bachata?
Bachata, yes. That's another Dominican rhythm, yep.
Oh, okay.
bachata.
It goes on and on this keyboard. There must be like, oh, here's another one. Son Cubano?
That's got to be the salsa. Son Cubano.
Yeah, and it goes on and on. There's just as many Latin beats on here as there are, you know, other like pop beats.
Do you use them often?
No, because I don't know, you know, songs that would go along with these certain styles. Like I could play The Girl from Ipanema or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice. Or that would be a Brazilian style called bossa nova.
Like a bossa nova, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's just fascinating that there's so many different styles of music all over the world. My wife is calling me. Hold on. That's why we record this, so we can edit it out. And of course, I told her not to do this. All right, I'm declining her. Well, maybe we can wrap this up. So if you're not on radio, well, there's all different alternatives now to promoting your music. I know you do a lot on YouTube. Didn't you tell me that you're releasing a song every month now on YouTube?
Yes. We are releasing a song every month. And we are doing that because we've noticed that YouTube is a big thing now. And I feel like it's just growing and growing. And people are getting more serious about it. You know, nowadays, I feel like you don't really need a TV set at home because you can always watch YouTube, because all these people are getting more serious about the production and they go out to the streets and have great cameras and great images. As a matter of fact, nowadays you don't really need a professional camera as long as you have an iPhone.
I know.
That has a nice camera. You know, it's just
amazing.
The technology is just overwhelming and it's amazing. Yeah. So we're making use of that and we like it.
Well, I remember when I was in radio, we had a consultant that would tell us all these different statistics, and he said that most people discover new music on YouTube first.
Wow.
Which is great for you.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that because I remember many, many times I would hear the music of a certain artist that I like on YouTube first before I hear on the mainstream radio.
Yeah. And mainstream radio is worried about that. I can tell you right now. They really are.
Right.
So one of the songs, and I believe you wrote this, is Love You Inside Out? Inside and Out?
Yes.
And that's one of yours? Yep. Oh, that's fantastic.
That is. So that song, that's one of the new songs that we will be releasing in about 2 weeks. And, you know, we are very excited. I meant to tell you this before, but we're actually making a collaboration. So we invited a singer to sing the song with us. So we'll be doing the first verse, first chorus, and then she'll be doing the second verse, second chorus, and then we do unison parts afterwards. So it's going to be a fun project, and we're going to do a music video coming up in May and all sort of things.
Oh, very exciting. Now, I happen to have a clip of the song, but do you want me to play this now? I know you're waiting to release it, right?
I'm waiting to release it, but it's no problem, man. I would feel honored to share it with, you know, with the audience, and you know, it's a great opportunity.
All right, we're going to do that, and we're going to basically wrap this up. I'm speaking here with Giovanni Santamaria, a.k.a. Gio, and just thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the podcast.
Thank you very much, Richie. It's my pleasure, and you know, I hope to do it again some other time.
Oh, you're always invited. And here is Love You Inside and Out from the band
generación sin rostro.
Sorry.
Es tu amor lo que me atrapa, no lo puedo explicar. En ti las dudas se acaban, sé que no me soltarás. Fue por tu amor que estoy vivo, yo vivo confiado en ti, yo te siento. Y cuando despierto sonrío, yo sé que contigo no existe lamento. Estás en mí, no lo puedo explicar, no lo puedo explicar. Hoy yo canto de tu amor a donde voy. Hoy el fuego de tu amor me consumió.
Wait a minute. Before you go, Gio, you didn't promote your website. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, sure, sure. So the well, we are all over social media, but I would have to really spell it out for you guys. So it's going to be Generación Sin Rostro. That's going to be three words. The first word is Generación, very similar to generation, but instead of a T, you would use a C. So Generación. The second word is sin.
S-I-N.
Just like a sin. S-I-N. Yep.
Gotcha.
And then the third word is rostro. That means face. The spelling of that word is R-O-S-T-R-O. Generación sin rostro. So you type those three words on YouTube, and you would find us everywhere.
And at the end of every podcast, when you go to the podcast app or iTunes, they have a little place for notes. I will write that in the notes department so people can just click on it and go right to your Facebook.
Oh, great. That would be fantastic.
Great. All right, Gio, thanks again.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
All right, so how many of you are really enamored by the checkout line in a supermarket? Do you like it? How about that 10 items or less line? You know, when some schmuck tries to sneak it in with like 15 or 20 items and you're standing behind me, them? Well, how would you like it if there was no checkout line? How would you like it if you could just walk in, get what you want, walk out, and it automatically goes on your bill? Amazing. That's what Amazon has. And we're going to go to our top correspondent in Seattle, Washington right now and find out exactly what it's like at the Amazon supermarket.
Let me see if I can get her on the phone. I think she's there right now.
Hi.
There she is.
So now I can't remember where I parked my car. Oh, my God.
They don't have that figured out at Amazon, too, where they could find the car for you?
Where the hell did I park my car?
Oh, no. You don't have Find My Car? Do you have the iPhone?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Try that.
But how off could I be? Wait a second. Fifth, I walked up two blocks. It's got to be. Well, anyway.
Folks, I just want to give you an introduction here, a proper introduction. The name of my podcast here is The Top, and I'm taking it to the top. This is my top tech correspondent in Seattle, Washington. We're going live on live on location with Janet Menuda. It's very nice for you to call and follow up on this.
This has been quite an adventure. I was determined to do this for you, and I did it. I did it. It took, like, way longer than I thought it was going to, but that's okay.
So traffic there is really tough, huh, in general?
Traffic is horrible.
Yeah.
Traffic is horrible. I thought going in the middle of the day would be a smart thing to do, but it didn't really make a difference. It's the traffic's bad, yeah, no matter what time of day. And there's just so much construction, so I got caught in all these one-way streets. So I found the store.
Yeah.
I drove by it, and then I started to try and find a place to park. There's the on-street parking. You pay these little machines that they have set up
right
on the sidewalk. So you pay there. So I finally found something, squeezed my way into this tiny spot, but I did it. And I get to the store, and I had downloaded the app this morning. It was on my phone. but it wasn't taking the password for Amazon that I thought was my password. So I had to call my husband, and he had to look it up. And so I got that done. So I finally get in the store, and as I showed you with videos and pictures, it's tiny.
Is it
like,
really?
I don't know.
Really?
I was expecting like a huge grocery store.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I thought it was going to be. That's what I assumed. It's basically two adjoining rooms with all different kinds of food, some prepared, some not. And you know, I swiped my phone thing for the app, and that worked.
Right at the front door? Is that the process?
Yeah.
Okay, at the front door you do that. You walk right in.
Yeah.
There's nobody to help you? Or I thought I saw a couple of people that had the Amazon logo on their shirt. Yeah.
Yes, people in orange vests were all over the place. And Eric, who was the assistant manager, kind of took me aside and explained everything to me. I told him that I was researching for my friend back in New York to do a podcast.
Oh,
he was very helpful. And I said, so this is it. There's no upstairs. There's no downstairs. There's no other rooms. He goes, nope, this is it. And so once I got over that shock, because I really expected it to be a larger space.
Right.
It was fun. It's like I looked at everything on the shelves, and they had anything with a white label, he said, was actually prepared there. So they have a kitchen somewhere upstairs, I guess, and they prepare a lot of food. So I picked up a turkey wrap kind of sandwich, and it was very good. I've had half of it already.
So you get the sandwich and you get what you want, and then you can walk right out of the store, correct?
Yeah, you walk right out. And if you put something in your bag and you decide you don't want it, you just take it out and put it back on the shelf. And somehow they know that you've done that.
Well, how about something like bananas that has to be weighed and things like that? How does that work?
I didn't see.
Oh, maybe
fresh
they don't have
fruit.
That. Oh, okay, they don't have that.
No. Oh, I just found my car. This is great. Okay. I knew I would. So, no, they didn't have fresh fruit. They had the food that you can prepare, that's all prepared, that you can take home and heat up.
Right.
There were, like, complete dinners, sandwiches, a whole bakery section.
Wow.
Chips, yogurt, salads. I'm getting in my car now, so it'll be less noisy. Okay. Yay, I found my car. I knew it.
You think they would have had a little drone that would have taken the groceries and dropped it right on top of your car for you. You know, I know they have all that.
Now, I'm sure they're working on it, honestly. Yeah. This Amazon complex here it's insane. It's like a whole city. And I also just sent you, there's a little dog park for the employees who all bring their dogs to work. And so I was sitting there watching the dogs play, but I mean, the steady stream of people coming in, and just obviously many of them have been there before because most of them kind of knew exactly where they were going.
Okay.
They went right up to the shelf. You know,
right.
For. And it was really easy. And I can see that the convenience is definitely they're going to be big. This is going to be big.
And supposedly they have cameras all over the place, right? They have hidden cameras that follow you.
I guess.
Yeah,
I
supposedly. Because you didn't steal anything, obviously.
No.
No?
I mean, you can't because it goes. So I'm curious to see how long it takes to appear. I don't even know where it's going to appear, I guess, on my Amazon account.
Well, you hope not.
I charge a certain amount of money. I mean, I probably bought like $10 worth of stuff.
You would think it would be automatically on the account, right? Like, you think it would be almost like instant, like you'd get an email and everything else, but maybe not.
Maybe. I don't know. I actually haven't checked because I'm on the phone with you now. So.
Right.
But that's probably how it works.
So that's great. You have some pictures, and I'm going to put the video up, and this is fantastic. I really appreciate it. You didn't bring your dog, though, for the dog park. No.
No, you know, I didn't even think about it, but actually there were no dogs inside the store.
Oh, okay.
He probably, because it's really so small. It's like, that was just the biggest shock of everything, is that how small it was.
Maybe because they have all these cameras and everything, they wanted to keep it a contained space. If they had it like a huge,
that could be.
Yeah, I don't know.
That could be.
Well, thank you so much for beating the traffic and getting there. Thank you so much for being the correspondent here.
My pleasure. I will do it again. If there's anything else you want me to explore, I'm happy to do it.
Well, maybe I can order some yogurt. You can go in and get it for
me. Okay, sure.
All right, Jenny. Thanks so much.
All right, Richie. My pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you like what's going on, please, on iTunes, if you could subscribe to the podcast and also leave a comment, that would be great. Hopefully a positive comment. And for you Android peeps, you can do it on podbean.com. Do the same thing. Subscribe to it. And please leave some kind of a comment, because that's how it kind of moves up the rankings. I'd really appreciate that. As you may notice here, I have no sponsors for this. The only sponsor is moi. So I'm going to throw in my own plug. If you're looking for somebody for a wedding or a private party or an anniversary or a retirement function or a business function or a conference, I'm available to entertain. I can play keyboards for a cocktail hour. I can DJ your event, do a little stand-up comedy thing with my keyboard and sing some song parodies that I've done in the past. I can also write a customized parody for your organization or for that special someone. If you want more information for all of that, you can go to my website, which is HireRichie.com. Don't you love those subliminal messages? Hire me. Hire Richie, HireRichie.com. One word. I'm also on Facebook at Richie Phillips and Twitter at Ryman Richie. And if you have a great topic that you'd like me to cover and somebody you'd like me to get on the podcast, let me know on Facebook and I will try as hard as I can to
take it to the top. To the top.